Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy.
Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig. We're back after the international break with your FPL tips, general football chat, and a lot of stuff that you didn't ask for, but you'll get anyway, like bits on a Sunday roast or something like
humor.
That. Something like that. But yeah, the international break's been what felt like the 15th international break in 16 weeks, because they seem to last forever. But long and short of it, game week, Tom, Ash, good, bad, indifferent. How did it go?
Tom, good.
Yeah, I triple captain
really was
Sterling.
Short.
I triple captain Sterling and had Wanyama in my team. So as long as there's no follow-up questions and no one checks the league.
That was my first question, because we can't. There's no way we can talk about the game week without talking about your man just then. How'd you fucking say his name?
Wijnaldum,
right. Because every time I see it, I say, you know when you read something and you just know it is that, we're jamming, like Bob Marley saying we're jamming.
That is
all
actually
the time.
That is actually how you pronounce it.
Is it?
Yeah. I wish you'd said that before you asked.
Bizarrely, he is related to Bob Marley.
Is he?
As well.
Is he? I thought he might. But that obviously that I just wanted to check, because I thought we were going to mention his name several times on the podcast. I thought I'll wait till you say it first for me
We would be the worst FPL podcast in history.
Potentially.
Didn't mention Wijnaldum.
Don't worry, I think we can take that title. And still mention him. Don't worry.
Don't need him. Win that with or without him. But Ash, was yours good or bad?
No, it's pretty poor, to be honest.
Mine was good. 66 points. I captained Costa. Again, it was like the Aguero thing. Everyone said I was mad. They're saying, Tommy, what are you doing?
You waited 2 minutes before you mentioned that. Good effort.
Yes, I did. Less than 2 minutes. Captained Costa. That was a decent move. Had Vardy. There were some points there. Everyone in my team scored. I played me all out attack, lads.
Did you?
Did you? One chip down.
Shit the bed. Stop
only
the press.
Only because what it was I had a lot of injury problems. Yaya Touré was injured. Aguero was injured. And Kolarov injured. I'd already replaced Yaya and Aguero and then realised that Kolarov was injured. So I thought, rather than take another points hit, I had two defenders that would play, so I thought I'll just play me all out attack.
A few people had to do that because they couldn't field an 11,
So I just played, what's his face, Westwood from Radio 1. No, Tim Westwood. No, what's his name? Westwood from Villa. And he's been solid, like sort of 3 points a week, so I thought rather than take a hit, I'll play him and get some points.
Look how far you've come, Tom.
I know, I've got a...
Last year you'd have been captain Anthony Costa and hoping for the best.
Exactly,
Nailing it.
That's it. Yeah, no, it was good. It was a nice week for me. I jumped up some places. How about you? How did you get on?
Mine was one of those. Whilst it was going on, I didn't think it was that bad. But now looking back, it was pretty poor.
Mm.
Sounds like I'm telling my virginity story on Piers Morgan or something. But it's like it was kind of 58 points.
58, it's not bad.
So it wasn't great.
What was your score prediction? Because we were getting, we asked everyone to tweet in that as well as they're tweeting their balls. I said tweet in your score predictions. We had a lot of score predictions. My prediction was 42, a very modest one, which I smashed, which is nice.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
But then that's just setting yourself very low targets.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a league.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is guess and your difference from it.
Okay.
So you can't just just every week say, I'm going to get 15.
I go, oh, I'm going to get 3 points. Yeah. Oh, I'm so rubbish.
And then
you get,
smashed it. I got 42.
And then, you get 12 and go, oh, I'm 4 times better than I thought of it.
Yeah. I don't need another league to lose.
Yeah.
I've got a
Tell
lot
me
of them.
About it. Tell me
I predicted 62, so I wasn't far off. But the problem is, it wasn't that I was unhappy with my score. It's on weeks like this. You predict your own score, but you don't predict Sterling scoring 3 goals, Wijnaldum scoring 4 goals.
Well, you say that, but obviously we will be getting to the old, to the tweets, but it does seem that people in the world playing fantasy football did predict that those lads were going to score and did back them.
Well, we'll go through a couple of the talking points from the results we had. First off, it is Sergio Aguero, who even when he isn't playing, seems to be the talk of FPL.
Yeah.
International duty, everyone's worst nightmare. He gets injured. A lot of people will be the people who transferred him in and transferred him out without him even playing a game for them.
He scores 5. Everyone sticks him in and then he gets injured,
And then transfer him out. Which is when, Tom, you said Costa. Bring in Costa.
I just thought straight swap. He's coming off the ban.
Yep.
I think he's going to score. Chelsea don't really have much of a strike force other than him, really. They've got Falcao. He's been doing absolutely naff all. I thought, yeah, I'd just see him coming back in and scoring. And he did. I thought he'd scored the second, but he didn't. It was just as an assist. Bit annoying, but still, yeah.
Well, at the point of... because I put him in as well under the same kind of logic. And at the point of about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, I think, he was 5.6% picked unless that hadn't been changed, which is very low for someone who last season was, you know, the best striker in the first 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, well, last season it was pretty easy. Not many people had Aguero and Costa. So if you didn't have Aguero, you did have Costa, because obviously both of them had quite a few injuries last season as well. So it was, you had one or the other. So it kind of just went back to that, I think.
Which brings us to the other striker who's scoring everyone points in his last season's Harry Kane, which is a horrible title to give someone who's clearly a good in his own right. And that's Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I did.
He's now
as well.
On 9 Premier League goals. Yeah, do you have him, Ash?
I brought him in. This took a points deduction to bring him in. I brought in Mahrez a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the week he didn't play. And
yeah,
then
1 week he hasn't played, yeah.
Yeah, and then got rid of Aguero, which gave me a shit ton of points. So I brought in Vardy for hardly anything. And then was really regretting it coming up to the 90th minute.
Yeah, well, they turned over Southampton in the end too. Oh, yeah, but and Mahrez, what's going on with Mahrez? Because he obviously was an absolute sensation. You know, top scorer at one point, assists and scores, goals combined, he's top. And then last 2 weeks on the bench. Is that like, do you know either of you? Is that a random?
I know why it happened. Because I put him in my team. I said it. I called it. I put him in the team. He goes. He doesn't play at all. Granted, he did come on and got an assist, so he got 4 points this week, which kind of saved it for him. But yeah, I don't know. Like I say, just follow me and do exactly what I don't do.
That's mental. Put it into perspective. Mahrez, who hasn't basically played in the last 3 games, is only 1 point overall less than Vardy. Who scored basically every week. That is mental.
That's how well he was playing.
Yeah.
That just shows you how well a performing midfielder can do for you, though. How many points they can score compared to a striker.
Yeah.
Bonus. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Bonus points and next, more points for goals. But anyone who's not paying attention and just kind of looks at their FPL and doesn't really follow football that well will look at Mahrez's score and go, oh, assist, all right, and not notice that he's actually not playing for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Him and Rat, something's going on. Something's going on. I don't want to start rumours.
No, but I mean, it's not any kind of... I thought I saw a tweet, someone tweeted us saying something about he picked up a little injury or something, but...
Yeah, it was an...
He tweet us a lot of shit.
Wasn't he filming a sex tape in Thailand?
Yeah.
There is, you know, they have got previews.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start that rumour. But yeah, I did tweet from the account. I was having a conversation with someone, I can't remember who it was, on Saturday about him. And I said that it's kind of a little bit like Yoloa/Yojoa was last year, where he was the guy to have for the first sort of few games. And then suddenly just wasn't scoring, wasn't really playing after that. So I sort of said it was a little bit similar to that.
Well, and then we've got to talk, obviously, about Super Sunday. Everyone mocked, saying like, oh, I can see the Sunday, but where's the Super? As Newcastle Norwich is on your telly. I don't know if you saw it, but it was great.
8 goals.
That's 6-2, obviously. Wijnaldum gets 4. And we've talked extensively in the last couple of weeks, embarrassingly, about how, why would anyone ever have a Newcastle player?
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about Wijnaldum, though. We did say about having him if it wasn't for the fact that Newcastle was so shit. He was our one player we said is worth getting from them.
Yeah.
But it's
and like, we also, because we mentioned Mitrovic being a good striker but having such a discipline problem that it's, you know, do you bring him in? But he got another goal as well.
Yeah.
I brought him in to my secret team this week.
Who?
Mitrovic. Yeah. I was going to go for Wijamin, but I thought I can't pronounce it. I won't bother. stuck Mitrovic in the...
There are very few players you could have apart from any Smith, Jones, Shaw in your team, if that was the case.
Pretty much, yeah.
We've debated the pronunciation of Ojoa for a good season and a half
pretty
now.
Pretty much. Still not sure. But, we'll talk about Newcastle. That's coming up in the...
We are going to talk about Newcastle later on. Another talking point, obviously, was not quite as exciting as Newcastle-Norwich, which is Spurs-Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp's first game. We spoke about it on the last podcast, saying, will it make a difference to how Liverpool play? Will it make a difference whether you bring players in? And Ash sort of said, definitely if they're playing the way that he wants them to. There was some stat that they covered on average, like an extra, you know, however many kilometres each in that game. So already they're playing a different style of football. And with that squad, with those injuries, a clean sheet wasn't bad against Spurs, was it, Ash? I don't think.
No, I think it's going to do a lot for the health of the nation as well. I think quite a few people got an extra 90 minutes sleep. during the first game as well, so it's all right.
It was. Did you watch it?
Oh, unfortunately, that's why I basically watched no football this weekend, and I just remembered why, because I sat through that and then just thought, "Fuck it, I don't even want to watch. I'm not in anymore. I'm out. That's it.
Yeah,
fuck it."
He turned the telly off and went, Becky, we're going to the ballet.
Yeah, that exactly.
I've had enough of it. It was bad, to be fair. But Liverpool went into that game without Benteke, Sturridge and Ings. And I will say, I watched Origi quite closely and he was awful.
Fucking hell, yeah.
I don't know. He might be the lowest picked player in the FPL after that because he was terrible.
Didn't back in the World Cup one, we talk about how they were getting Origi and it was like, on off for ages and it was like, oh, he's going to come and he's going to be brilliant. They've got this guy. What a load of shit.
We said a lot of shit back then, Ash.
Oh, yeah, but he is terrible, isn't he?
No, he is really bad. And normally, I was going to say, with the Aguero situation, quite a shrewd move sometimes if a player gets injured, get their replacement, who won't be as good, won't be as expensive, but will get the same service that they would have, like Wilfred Bonny, who got himself an assist and a goal.
Yeah.
That would be logical, right? So Liverpool are missing Sturridge, Benteke, Ings. Origi is almost guaranteed to play game. But I can't imagine anyone's going to have him because he really was poor, wasn't he?
It was dreadful. It's the same as I thought Jordan Ibe looked good, like the end of last season and the start of this season, and then he played. He barely looks like he can see the football anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of pressure on James
Massive
Milner.
Massive disadvantage if you can't see the football.
that is a big disadvantage, yeah. But we will have a look at who did have a good week and just run down the league, our top 10, before we look at our league positions as well. Mm. So running from 10 to 1. In 10th place, it's no hit wonders, Dimitri van den Rijk. In 9th place, you might recognise this name. Quick quiz for you both. Shorter than Ash's and probably make a bit more sense. Just the one question and there is an answer to it.
What is the point?
Anyway, let me get the pad.
In 9th place, the manager is Johnny McLaren. Do you remember him from last year?
Oh, I do know the name, Johnny McLaren, yeah. I do, I know,
You sounded like a geezer in a pub. I know the name, Johnny McLaren, rings a bell.
Yeah, you get you anything you want, mate. Get you anything you want, he will. I do remember the name. Yeah,
he managed Phil Taylor last
year. That's the one, Phil Taylor, because we were quite confused whether what his name was and what his team name was, yeah.
Well, now we know, because he now manages No Worry Beef Curry.
I love names like that. I love names that aren't trying to be too funny or clever or anything. Just
in eighth place is Gunnar Gunnar, managed by HB Bizzle, who I presume is a rapper who just sings about pencils.
Loves pencils, I was going to say.
Loves pencils. Seventh place is Justin Bannon, JRB Exiled, who we almost upset last time because we read it out a tweet that he thought we were mocking him.
He's my absolute fave.
Yeah, we love him. Expected to lose Alex Robertson in 6th place. The Axe Murderers in 5th place. Head Over Heart in 4th, as Deeves are. The Mjeldi are in 3rd and 2nd now.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Gare Mjelda in 3rd with the Island of Umbu. And 2nd place, Lady Norwich, John Mjelda. And still at the top, still running the show, is Mitchell Bathurst. Challenge everything. And we probably haven't given him enough credit because he's been up the top now for quite a few weeks.
Mm.
And last year, we sang the praises of the likes of Geordie Wilson and Brian Coates.
Do you know what I saw? I had a quick look at the league when I was looking for our places, and somewhere near Ash, so pretty much top 20, is... I've just given it away that you're top 20, mate. Sorry, I was going to build up to that. Was one of the guys... I think it was
Brian Coates.
Yeah, Coates is
back. He's overtaken me.
He's found Brian Coates.
Yeah.
He's in 14th. Coatesy.
Sometimes I just stop people in the street who I think Brian Coates might look like and ask them...
Are you Brian Coates?
Just stop them. Are you Brian Coates? They're always wearing a coat.
Always in a coat. And anyone I see with glasses, I go, are you Brian...
I stop people with newspapers with holes in for their eyes and fake moustaches on and just presume that's how I imagine he spends his Sundays in parks. Well, that sounded pervy. I didn't mean that. Sorry, Brian. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, defamation of character there. Crazy.
What are our league positions, Chris?
Our league positions going from the strongest team, holding up the rest of us, Big T-Dog, Tommy T-Tow. I am 268th.
Okay.
What's that? Right, no. Look at that. He's laughing at me.
I thought you meant I thought you meant like in reverse order.
That was it is in reverse order, yeah.
Yeah. I'm laughing his face.
I thought you meant in reverse order. Well, it is in reverse order. He's literally collapsed from laughing. Right. 268. I've got 421 points. I'm a 5 click.
Oh, that's not far. That's hardly any points difference.
That's not,
is it?
I'm a 5 click.
Make up for it now.
Yeah, I know. He put his hand in my shoulder when he said it as well. I'm a 5 click wanker. Craig, 249th. You've got 4 points more than me on 425. You're a 4 click wanker. That's the difference between us. You're 4 points in a few places. And Ash, 19th. 504 points. No clicks.
Ashy, no clicks.
No clicks.
When you've got no clicks, you can afford to laugh at the small people, you know.
That's true. And I'm still convinced that we can all be no clicks.
I'm not convinced that I can, to be honest.
I can't. I think you can. I think,
I'm not convinced I can. So
there's four points between us, Tom.
There is, I know. But you've had a few shit weeks and I've had some really good weeks.
Yeah. And it doesn't. I don't know why, but for some reason, Craig's position, even though it's only 4 points, doesn't seem so bad.
249th, 268. So why is it so much. Funny?
It's like, not much, in it? It's not much, in it? Just
laughing.
Just laughing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm absolutely furious now.
Well, we want to know from the other no-click wankers. We had actually someone tweet us asking us to explain what it meant, and they couldn't work out what click wankers was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Obviously, it's how many times you... obviously, you idiot. It's how many times you have to click to get to your position in the league. Mm. So it's something that accidentally was coined last year.
Maybe because they only ever play on their phone. And it's how many scrolls they are.
Scroll. No, yeah. We can't start. No. 25 scrolls. Little Jimmy 25 scrolls.
A scroll wanker sounds like a character in one of your board games.
Yeah. Here comes the scroll wanker.
Oh, the scroll wanker. Give him the goblet. But it sounds something like that. But anyway... it'd be all great I to did from the other no click wankers, though.
Yeah, could I just say, as I was looking through the league, I did notice in 159th was a guy called Ernest Jackson, and his team was called Tom's Secret Team, which I'd never noticed before. I don't think we ever noticed that, did we?
Right. No,
I just quite like that, the fact that he's listened to the pod, he's created a team and tried to.
Is there any chance that it's your secret team? That's double
is
buff?
It a double whammy?
Or is this someone's tweeted
well,
in?
Well, I wouldn't mention that. No, all I will say about my secret team, I know we have had one correct guess, but the name is hilarious, I find. But certainly not clever or in any way a pun or anything like that. It's just the stupidest
name. The name's hilarious.
Name. Yeah, I find it hilarious. I don't know if you would.
So
I think it's really
you're
funny.
You're No Worry Beef Curry in ninth place.
Yeah. No. I do find it really funny, though.
What position is your secret team in?
I think I'm about... No, obviously, I can't tell you what position. I think I'm about six clicks. I'm about six clicks. I'm doing sort of about 20 points ish worse than me.
Well, we had Ian Houghton, the actor in Warhorse, who's a league member. He has Horsey a team Houghton, where no one's allowed him. To cost more than 8 million.
Yeah, I know.
So people must have second teams. I don't know. If you have, let us know and tweet us. And also, it'd be great to hear from all of the no-click wankers on the first page.
It would be, yeah.
So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Let's have all 50 of you.
Or email us, Craig.
Or email us at info@thegaffertapes.com or just come round our house.
Yeah, we'll give you come Ash's around. Address.
Come round one of
come
our
and meet houses. Ash's dog and he can put his paw in your mouth and then you'll be ill for 3 days.
Yeah. Ash will open the door, you can tell him your league position, he'll piss himself laughing if you're below 250 and you'll leave feeling ashamed.
Actually, I've just, no word of a lie, got an email today, someone asking if Forrest the dog could be on a TV advert.
What?
So we do the podcast, zero TV, the fucking dog's on it for one episode. He's got his own show, practically.
Yeah. I'd be quite worried about someone who wants to put him on TV just because he's like put his paw in someone's mouth. Sort of like some kind of sexual deed. It sounds like Coatsy with his...
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it's a trap. Coatsy's going to steal him.
Yeah.
It is. Forrest is a good-looking dog. That's fair to say. So, you know, it's a possibility. Man. But email us about anything to do with Fanciful Blood Dog.
Yeah.
That's allowed. Or Big Cats on Exmoor, which Tom
saying,
or The Apprentice, which, you know, I watch a lot of. Just email us or tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, info@thegaffertapes.com. That's pretty much all we've got time for part one. But part two, obviously, we're going through all our tweets. We've got some gambling tips. Part three, we're going to look forward to the next game week, make some of our tips, put our neck on the line, and play one of Ash's now famous quizzes. I can't even take the piss out of them anymore because they're genuinely, you know,
they're
they've
like
got viral potential.
Sort of.
Yeah, didn't Stimmer say that it? The last week's quiz genuinely was copied on TV twice week.
Yeah, he did say that.
It's been emotional, did kind of get stolen by a couple of large panel shows. So we'll see what Ash has in store for us in part three. But for now, that's all we've got time for part one. We'll be back with part two of the Gaffer Tapes in just a second. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. Part two is where we do a bit of a gambling chat. And I've been tweeting some tips. Actually, whilst we record this, it's Champions League Tuesday, which is never actually a thing. Champions League Tuesday, is it? But
under
Champions 13 League
tonight. Skittles, so you've been doing some gambling.
Of what, sorry?
Like under 13 Tiddlywinks Championship.
Yeah.
You know, made it sound like because it was the Champions League, it's a special occasion.
Yeah, I only roll it out for the big games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've bet anything that weird lately.
Well, that is definitely a lie. Because to you, and the gambling, air quotes, now you're like, I haven't bet on anything weird. Like under 17 Japanese taekwondo.
No.
But that's like, that's just standard, isn't it?
No, but I bet on some youth football, yeah.
I will bet on youth football.
Yeah.
I often go to playgrounds and just give kids money to throw games. Okay, yeah, I'll buy you some sweets.
But you give kids sweets in playgrounds now, brilliant. Mm. But no, I bet on a Champions League games tonight, and I've actually tweeted a tip for tonight or a series of kind of accumulators that I've got on tonight. So hopefully that comes in and I look great.
Have you backed Arsenal to win, Craig?
I haven't, mate. No, I've backed Bayern because you could actually get 2.05 on Bayern to win. Yeah. Which is excellent odds. So yeah, but this is all irrelevant now because by the time they listen to this, they'll be going, Craig, you bloody idiot, Bayern lost, or he's right, you know, that was good odds. But I will say, obviously the sack race is all a bit of a boring market right now, we normally talk about, but there's actually tips on Brendan Rodgers' next club.
I was going to say, I'm getting sacked.
Amazing. No, not Brendan Rodgers getting sacked just from Asda.
Newcastle, up a couple of shit.
Well, yeah, so Newcastle are 4-1. The second favourite, and the first favourite for Brendan Rodgers' next club is actually Aston Villa, 5-2.
Oh, yeah.
Surely you wouldn't take a job there.
Well, I think you would, wouldn't he?
I think you'd take any job, wouldn't
he? He's not that desperate, surely. There's talk of him
being... working in Sainsbury's a second ago.
There's talk of him being a shortlist for the next England manager after Roy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't think he'd be bad at that, to be honest.
No, that's not a bad shout, is it?
Maybe he'll hold off then.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then I have actually got a little fourfold that I quite like for the weekend if I was to pick four games in the Premier League, which is Spurs, Leicester, Stoke and Newcastle. You can get 30-1 on. And I know normally you'd never bet on Newcastle, but they're playing Sunderland.
They're playing Sunderland, didn't they? Yeah.
Away from them. It's already a bit of a relegation dogfight. Spurs have got next week, they've got Bournemouth away from home. Stoke are at home to Watford. And Leicester at home to Palace. So 30 is one of those four are quite fancy. But I'll tweet that and you can check it out. Another good set of odds that Paddy Power had on today, actually, was, as Ash might know this, the release date and the trailer for the new Star Wars film is out, right?
Well, I definitely wasn't watching a back-to-back Star Wars trailer-a-thon when Tom came in.
What? Is there more than one trailer?
Well, there's three trailers for this one.
The third one came out today.
Yeah, and then
as well, Tom.
I know that the third trailer came out today, yeah.
Are you a fan, are you?
I don't live in a bloody pipe, Craig. I know shit. Yeah, no,
sometimes,
I am.
Judging by your Twitter, I think you wish you did live in a pipe.
Sometimes.
Just a pipe in Spain.
Yeah. Spanish pipe.
Where no one...
sat there in a pipe crying.
Yeah. I've had an emotional few weeks, guys. I did know about the... I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan, yeah, I'd say. I'm not like one of these mentals, but I am a fan.
Well, it's obviously coming out and it's going to be the biggest, you know, grossing film in the last however long, blah, 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 blah. So they've actually released odds on the most popular lost property in UK cinemas 2016.
What?
You can genuinely bet on this.
Is it a cloak or a lightsaber?
It's making fun of a bit of nerd culture. Mm. So most popular items lost in the UK cinemas in 2016. 2-1 spectacles, 8-1 inhaler, 100-1 retainer and calculator, 500-1 full Chewbacca costume, and 1,000-1 virginity.
Oh, do you know what? I was going to say that. I went, what's the odds on virginity?
Paddy Power genuinely running those odds.
Well, that's that. What they're actually running their mods. So all you need to do as a virgin would be hire a prostitute for 50 quid and stick... I don't know.
Stick what?
400 quid at the bookies on you at what, 1,000-1?
I can only see one flaw in your problem.
What?
It's most popular thing, so you'd lose that once, and then you'd have to then go to every place stealing spectacles. Because if they got lost twice, you've lost your bet, haven't you?
What?
It's the most commonly lost item.
Oh, the most commonly. Oh, right. Sorry. I just thought, if you lose your virginity, you get £1,000 of pay.
I like the fact that you were going to put £400 at 1,000 to 1 to earn £400,000, and you were still just going to spend £50 on the prostitute.
Yeah, just like a rubbish one.
Or just that's like, the calibre.
Yeah. Well, I didn't understand that, so should we just go back and just record over that bit?
For people listening at home, this is the eighth time we've recorded
that
bit.
It's the eighth time we've gone through that.
And for people listening the first time, we don't often talk about prostitutes in cinemas.
We've done nonces and prostitutes so far, haven't we?
Nonces.
And there's been a bit of animal stuff as well.
A bit of animal
gone.
Shit.
But to get us back on track for a bit of football, sorry about that. I've got some of your tweets that you've been tweeting us over the game week. Sort of referring to last week's, obviously, and the one coming up, some asking tips, some general comments, which I think Tom's got for us. Am I right, Tom?
Yes, sorry, mate. Yeah. I was just looking at him. I was just
miles mad,
away.
Tom?
I just realised I've got to say that fella's name. We're jamming, we'll say. So the first tweet we tweeted out from the account on the day just after we're jamming had scored. And he said, we said, own up, who's got we're jamming? And we got a tweet from Dan, so at underscore my name is underscore Dan. I bet even that single Newcastle fan who listens to the pod doesn't have him. It's Newcastle. And then a little face with a tear. I actually text Chris, a.k.a. Crisps, the guy who texts me, my mate, well, my sister's other half, who's a Newcastle fan. Chris. He does indeed have Wijamin.
Does he?
He does, yeah. He didn't captain him, but he said he's had him all season.
The appearance,
he knows he's good. I didn't ask him about that. I think he might have the other guy, though. But he said he had a really good week. We got a tweet from a guy, Stuart Barnes. I don't recognise him before. Barnetto. Barnsley. 17.
Yeah.
He tweeted us and
just
he was
more Barnetto.
He was one. Hey, just one. Just trying to think of some more. He tweeted us, he was one of the people who triple captained Wijamin.
No, that's got to be the guy from who's top of the thing, isn't it? It's got to be the top point scorer for the week.
No.
Yeah, no, it can't be him. It's got to be a viral clip.
No. He tweeted us, Stuart Barnes, Barnetto. How fluky is that? He said.
And is that actually his team?
Yeah.
No, that can't be his team. That's got to be someone
else's
team. How
fluky is that? Sturridge didn't play, so Wijamin was...
Stuart's inquiry here.
Stuart's inquiry.
Either way, it's a good story, but I don't think it's his team.
It is a good
team.
Story. Well, he got 145 points for the week.
Because he captained Sturridge and had Wijnaldum as his vice-captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Premier League actually released a tweet just after the four goals saying that 14 people... worldwide, that's it. Triple captained Wijnaldum.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So 14 people got a ridiculous amount of points.
I did hear that. Yeah, it was 14. Points. Maybe he was one of the 14. If that was you then, Barnetto, me old son, let us know. We've got three questions that I'd like to ask you two lads. The reason being for one of them that I wanted to ask this myself. Stimdog tweeted.
How'd you log in?
he tweeted us. He said, right. Waste of space. Is it Shaqiri?
Yeah. Shaqiri, yeah.
Thought so. Has to go. Upgrade to heavy hitter. Already have Sanchez and Ozil. Thoughts?
Right, so a midfield heavy hitter.
So he wants a midfield heavy hitter. My first thought is De Bruyne, because he's been doing you well for ages, hasn't he, Craig?
KDB. KDB. I would question how, when he says big hitter, he might just mean points, because if you've already got Ozil and Sanchez, I would wonder if you'd have the money for De Bruyne.
How much is Shaqiri going
to
be?
Shaqiri's only seven.
Seven,
yeah.
Oh, right.
So the chances are he doesn't. De Bruyne's an obvious option to have that. It's probably right to go to Shaqiri, though. Well, Stoke played Swansea last night, Monday night, and looked all right in parts. But I don't think I've ever had a Stoke attacking player, apart from when Johnny Walters used to take penalties and get the odd set of points. But
well, your buddy, there's Kabay, Mahrez, obviously, who's probably got him, and Wijnaldum are all cheaper.
Yeah, Kabay's a set piece taker, so I had him right at the beginning.
Yeah,
Barkley as well. How much is Barkley?
Yeah, Barkley's around the same, 6.8.
Payet as well.
No, yeah, Tadic or Mane? Like Tadic is only 7 million. He's the same points as Mane. I still
Mane's
think he's
been
good value.
Mane's been good value as well. Yeah, just because he's been playing up front. Or obviously, if you want to go a bit different and slightly less expensive, but we talked about Walcott and why you'd have him. But he's starting every single game up front at the moment.
I've got Walcott in.
But the chances are, obviously, with this in Stimmer's particular case, he's got Ozil and Sanchez, so he's not going to have a third Arsenal player in midfield, I wouldn't have thought. But Walcott's becoming an increasingly viable option.
He is. He's been playing. He's been on form.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking about bringing him in. He's still 8.5 million for someone that doesn't play 90 minutes.
He doesn't play 90 minutes, but then a lot of strikers don't play 90 minutes.
Yeah, but he's only got... like, Walcott's got the same amount of points as Fernandinho, who no one would ever pick.
Wow. That is
to put it into perspective, yeah.
Well, there you go, Rin Tin Stim. Hopefully that answers your question in some way. We've got a tweet from Sabs. I'm just bringing out all the old...
yeah.
All the old...
these are all the old ones, aren't they?
That's why when I'm in charge of doing the tweets, I bring out the old lads.
Sabs, just as a point...
yeah.
Is, I noticed when we were doing the thing earlier, is now a last scroll wanker. He's on, if you scroll down to the very end of it, you can only see about 10 teams at a time. He is in the bottom, like, 7, I think, in the whole league.
Sabs, what's going on, man? Sabs asked a question that I'd quite like to know. He said, Martial...
off the bottom of the table.
How'd you do it? How'd you not be shit? No, is Martial still worth holding on to in our fantasies, he said. I think he then tweeted us afterwards to clarify he meant fantasy football. Just, is it worth holding on to if you're still masturbating over the thought of him?
It's a strange way of asking the questions, Phil Sab.
But then straight after that, Joe Bloom, at Joe Bloomy, he replied and said, I second this. So he wants to know as well, and I want to know. So, lads, what do you think? Martial.
So we've got two men who want to know whether they should hold on to Martial tightly.
Yeah,
Joe Bloom actually just voted for us a couple of days ago in the FBA's best podcast in the Football Blogging Awards. So thanks very much, Joe. Get everyone else to get your mates to do that, Joe. Martial, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because obviously United have got a couple of decent wins over the last couple of weeks. They beat Everton 3-0. He still didn't get a goal, and Rooney actually scored. I think I have Martial just for the right couple of weeks, but he's still a very much an unknown quantity. But I think he's one, because he scored on his debut, people think maybe he's less of a risk. But I don't know. I think there's probably better out there.
They've got Man City and Palace as their next two games.
Exactly. It's not easy.
No, but you know, and they're so random. They'll probably win both of those, and then the next game will be like Watford, and they'll lose 4-0.
Yeah, I don't know. Personally, I think there's probably better out there. It's one of those, if you've got him in there and there's other people scoring points, then his percentage will drop, so the chances are he can do something for you. But there probably is better value out there for you.
Yeah.
I still think I keep waiting for Lukaku, honestly. Every week I look at Lukaku and think, do I bring him in or don't I? Or when I've got him, do I get rid of him? He's another one. If you pick the right weeks, he'll get you to the top of the league, but he just won't do it every single week. And Martial may well fall into that category.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
But
if I get rid of him this week, I'll let everyone know and you can all stick him in.
Pires. In the next, Newcastle's next few games, Sunderland, Stoke, Bournemouth, Leicester, Palace.
They've got a great run.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
Newcastle got a great run. And I think Mitrovic, even, if he's not going to get booked all the time and he's actually calmed that a bit, he will score goals. He's good enough if they turn it around. And they probably have the best next month out of anyone.
Yeah.
So if you want to get up on someone else, then, you know, I think Newcastle will concede a lot, but they've shown they can score goals. But it's probably not a bad shout. Or, of course, if you don't want Martial, then you just put Bonny in.
Yeah.
Put Bonny in for Aguero's as Aguero's replacement until Aguero's back.
Yeah, I think, because he's going to be off for another few weeks, isn't he? I think Bonny's...
yeah, so Bonny's going to play, to answer that one.
We got another tweet from... from God knows how you pronounce it, at @legend_Hirishi.
Yeah.
He said, who should be the replacement for Coutinho? Should I replace him?
Oh, this is Antarctican FPL. I think he's playing FPL on behalf of the entire Antarctic.
Antarctican, although it's spelt with an exclamation mark instead of an I.
Yeah, he really means it.
Oh, absolutely.
He is furious. From there. Coutinho's a weird one again, because he is always worth a goal and he does score some blinders, but Liverpool are on the shit list for me at the moment.
Yeah,
just stay away from them. Wait, you're not going to lose much, like, unless he does a Wijnaldum or a Sterling and bangs in a hat-trick out of nowhere. It's probably worth waiting a few weeks, I think, on Liverpool players to see what they're going to look like, how they're going to set up and what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, Klopp's got to get settled, didn't he? So
the question for replacing him, I'd say yes, probably for now, to see what they're going to do. In terms of who to replace him with, it's similar back to what Stimmers was saying, really. You know, the Ozil Sanchez, who's to bring in for them. There's still the old people like Payet, although they've got a tough game against Chelsea. Don't be scared to jump on a bandwagon either. If Wijnaldum's, you know, just he's had a good game week. It doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
If you get on early enough, then a lot of people are reluctant. But
I think it might not be a bad shout. It's quite expensive and hasn't done that much yet this season. Ericsson. The next two games.
Oh, yeah.
Bournemouth, Villa.
Well, yeah.
And then
I know it's Tottenham's while, next two games, and I'm thinking about maybe sticking a couple of Tottenham.
Yeah, I might. I'm thinking about wildcarding. And because
right.
I need to because I've got 3 million in the bank, and every week I keep
guy, 3 mil,
and every week I take a points deduction, like changing players around. I might just do the whole team. I need to sort my defence is all pretty useless. I think maybe getting two Tottenham defenders. They've barely conceded.
I was
going to
leave
games,
this for my little tip at the end, but yeah, I'm thinking Tottenham. I'm thinking Tottenham. I've made my plans.
A budget player as well, like Lanzini. From West Ham?
Yeah.
Isn't bad. He's only just over 5 million. He's not a bad one to have on your bench as like it's a good thing to explain to Tom. Like if there's a player who doesn't cost very much, you can like put him on your bench and then play him every so often to get a good fixture.
So yeah. What's a like Jermaine Genius or something if you So yeah, if you got
he's like a cheaper alternative.
Okay, right. I get like substitutes.
Yeah, wait, who have you just labelled the new Jermaine Genius?
No one. I'm just trying to get it. I thought the bench players, they're just you're just supposed to look at them.
Yeah.
Just good looking lads like Jermaine Genius and Stephen Taylor.
Who's dead. Stephen Taylor.
We got a tweet from Heppenstall Adam at Heppenstall Adam. He said he's now a no click wanker, hurrah. Just saying that. Moved up massively, currently on 89 points, with Williams still to play, so that was a Saturday tweet we got.
That's quite good, because Ashley Williams went on to give away a penalty, have the worst game of probably his professional career, but he still did quite well, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm guessing so. Well, he's a no-click wanker, so he's in our top 50. Another tweet from Sab just saying that I was a genius because I put Costa as captain. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
As if you put another tweet in him just so you could hear someone call you a genius.
Pretty
and
much,
that, is that
yeah,
from your just your personal feed, not even to the gaffer tapes?
Yeah.
Another tweet into the_TomHones. Katie from Reading said, a brilliant performance on stage last
night. Yeah, you were really attractive and hilarious. Very affable.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to do any more big cat material next week?
Yeah, please do. And some more Justin Lee Collins. And the final tweet, we got a lovely tweet. This was my absolute favourite of the week from Jamie Hillen at Jams Rock Good, Jam Rocks, whatever. He said at the Gaffer Tapes, the Football Ramble podcast, quoting Reading manager Nigel Adkins, left nearly a year ago. You guys wouldn't do that. Does that make sense to you?
Silence.
Well, yeah. It means they called Nigel Adkins the Reading manager.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. A year ago.
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know, it's people in glass houses. We probably shouldn't throw around fact-checking accusations.
I think he must have been being ironic, mustn't he?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think anyone has us down as football aficionados, really.
Yeah, I think...
Speak for yourself, mate.
Maybe that's directed at you, like personally.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I just thought that was nice. We've got someone who listened to us and the ramble and said, you know, you guys do that. We're the bloody pros there.
So. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to claim that person tweeted us saying how much better we were.
Yeah. I read between the lines, Craig. I know what he meant. I can see what he... I'm just trying to get a little bit of rivalry between us and the football ramble.
Don't do that.
No? Are we punching way above our weight there?
It's like trying to pick a fight with name a really good UFC fighter. One of them.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. But we have been nominated.
Because they're on the shortlist for the award.
Oh, yeah, they're on the shortlist for award, yeah.
Probably. But we're on it, so it's a good time to mention it, that we have been shortlisted, nominated for Best Football Podcast, the Football Blogging Awards, footballbloggingawards.co.uk. So if you go there and vote for us, that'd be great. And we'll read out your tweets if you tweet us.
Don't judge whether you should vote for us on the last 10 minutes where I was trying to read from text that was really small on my phone and I can't see properly. That was painful for me and I was saying it. So.
And if you're judging Tom on his ability to read, then shame on you more than anything, really.
I was thinking, do you think at the award ceremony they'll play a little clip from the show? They go, and the awards are, and then they'll just have little clips. I'd like the clips to be I mean,
he's got a pin number on his dick.
Yeah, it could be that. A pin number. I've never heard Ash do the voice. That's amazing. Ash did the voice.
What would you have if they were to pick a clip of ours as our best bits?
Potentially me. Oh, no, do you know what? There was a bit. I'd love to find it, actually. I wanted to go back and find it. There was a bit. It'd take ages for me to explain. But there was one bit that was really good. Or the other bit I think that I'd like was the when I sang Doo Wop.
Well, that's a good point. If we do have to submit one little soundbite that you've liked over this season or last season, tell us what bit it is, whether it's a pin number on your dick or the doo-wop.
Yeah, tweet us. Tell us which part of Neil vs. Real 1 it was.
Yeah.
Which section?
Oh, God. Let's not. Imagine if they should play that.
Oh, that would be brilliant. Imagine the whole thing.
I played the whole thing while everyone's sitting there just cutting their wrists with bread knives and stuff.
90 minutes.
Just going, oh, God, no.
People in the front row go, hold on a minute. Wait, can you just rewind this to the start?
Yeah.
What are the rules? Wait, I can't be.
Let me get the working out paper and pens.
The bar would double. But no, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com.
Yeah, what are your favourite bits?
Coming up in part three. Right. Yeah, what are your favourite bits? Let us know whether we should send in a clip to see what they have. Not Neil versus Ray, something else. But yeah, and obviously tweet us your teams, #balls, your points prediction. Coming up in part three, we're going to run through the fixtures, give our tips for the week. And also going to do the latest installment of Ash's quiz and see what celeb juice are going to be ripping off probably come next week due to Ash's original material. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tape. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Part 3, where we have a quick look forward to the next game week and also do the famous slash infamous slash notorious quiz that Ash puts on for us, which will no doubt be different this week to is every single week. So coming up this game week, obviously, we have the Sunday's unbelievable, by the way. I don't know if you've cleared your Sunday schedule.
Oh, no. What is it? I don't know at all. What we got?
Sunday, it's Sunderland Newcastle, followed by Man U, Man City, followed by Liverpool Southampton.
Oh, really? That is good.
That's, yeah.
When you started with Newcastle Sunderland,
well, that's obviously a bit more exciting because they're both quite shit and it's a derby.
And Aladici's there now, isn't he?
Exactly.
God, I hope they get fucking stuffed
could
and relegated.
Could be potential, like, absolute goal fest in that game, though. Do you know what I mean? You could see it being like 4-4 or something.
4-4. Tom's called it. Bet on it.
Oh, I don't know if I actually mentioned this on last week's pod or if I was just talking to somebody saying I was going to, right? I was going to post this as a question. Somebody tweeted, and I retweeted somebody saying, oh, when Sunderland got Allardyce, I said, oh, things go from bad to worse. They've got Allardyce. Someone tweeted me back saying, oh, yeah, like, getting relegated without a fight is worse than getting Allardyce. And I replied saying, well, as a West Ham fan, yeah, like, you'd be better off getting relegated. The 3 years we spent in the Premiership under Allardyce was shit. I much preferred it under Pardew in the Championship. So the question is, what would you rather? 3 years in the Championship under Klopp or 4 years in the Premiership under Allardyce?
I know what you mean because I've had similar. Hearts have spent a year, well, lots of years in the Scottish Premiership playing some god-awful football. And then we had a year in the Championship under a new manager. We played some nice stuff and won some games and I loved it.
Yeah.
So it is difficult. It's difficult for Tom because he's an Arsenal fan, so he's never actually had to experience that level of failure.
94, we came about 16th. 94.
Really?
Yeah, as closest we ever got.
Yeah, he's had to sit through
George Graham, that was.
10 years of mediocrity as it is, so probably wouldn't make much difference.
But that's
it.
As bad as it gets for Arsenal fans. They don't know true loss.
Yeah.
Arsenal fans don't know loss.
Yeah, just too good of a club, I guess. Don't hate me for that.
So what would you rather then? If they said, like, you're going to get relegated, if you go down, you'll get, say, like, Klopp or the Dortmund manager.
To then, to then bring you back up and potentially
you get to win. You get to win
maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
Or would you rather stay in there and
Maybe I'd probably stay in the top flight.
It is definitely more enjoyable if you finish 16th three seasons in a row, or you get relegated for a couple of years but win the title. That's definitely more enjoyable.
Yeah, I guess.
Definitely, you'll never really have to know that. But anyway, looking ahead fixtures wise, apart from that Sunday, obviously, it's quite difficult to call a lot of the matches this week. There's a few, obviously, Villa playing Swansea, Leicester at home to Palace, Norwich West Brom, Stoke versus Watford, West Ham Chelsea, Arsenal Everton, Sunderland, Newcastle, Bournemouth, Spurs, United City, Liverpool, Southampton. With those fixtures in mind, and obviously we are an FPL podcast, we should be giving out tips. So, Tom, neck on the line, who are you looking to bring in or tip in for people this week?
I'm thinking Tottenham for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that shirt that I wore is starting to rub off on me. I don't know.
I absolutely
hate them. They're still scum. But Alderweireld at the back, I think he's looking good. I've had Target on my bench for ages who hasn't done anything. I've got a little bit of money. I'm going to stick Alderweireld in because I think they've got Bournemouth next game and I'm not sure who they got after that, but it's another relatively easy game. And Pedro has gone yellow. So I'm thinking if he's not going to play, I'm going to stick Eriksen in. And my tip to anyone would be maybe Kane. Maybe worth Kane for the next couple of game weeks. I think Bournemouth and who was it, Villa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kane.
For a really easy game at Arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah, on the 8th. I'm going to watch that at the pub. If you want to come, guys. but Alderweireld. I'm going to go Alderweireld Eriksen. And if you've got money or fancy it, I'm going to go Kane. I'm going to go Tottenham next couple of weeks.
Ash, what about yourself?
Weirdly, I didn't realise this till just now. My pick would be his replacement at Southampton.
Oh, right.
Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Effectively replaced him, hasn't he? They've got a couple of not too bad teams. They've got Liverpool, Bournemouth, I don't think are too bad. Then Sunderland, Stoke. But none of them are real big goal scoring teams. They're like relatively good at the back and he's a goal threat.
He is a goal threat. I as soon as he came down, I put him in my blog that I do for Fantasy Yurimar, where I make tips every week. And he's already scored 2 goals this season in a new league, new team, new country.
Yeah.
He is a goal threat, definitely.
He's only 1% picked and 5.5 mil for a defender isn't like unreasonable
it's not
either.
Burned, is it?
I have no idea why he's only 1% picked.
That's good though. It's good to pick up on players like
definitely,
that.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's where you jump up the league.
That's a good tip. Well, I say that I've got him. Mine would be, I'm torn between two. One is a more common choice and that's Bellerin at Arsenal.
A lot of people have.
But he's one of those where even when Arsenal don't keep a clean sheet, he gets points. So he will pick up an assist, maybe a goal, but generally an assist or bonus points. But once Arsenal start keeping more and more clean sheets, he's going to start scoring 9-10 points as he did this week. The other one would be a Spurs player, and Ash actually mentioned him about 3-4 weeks ago, and that's Dele Alli.
Yeah,
he's under 1% pick. You know, if you were to when you put the facts on paper, he's. If you were to ask what England international is 4.9 million, plays for a top 8 side and is 0.9% picked, playing 90 minutes in the last 4 weeks, he's done all of those things.
Really?
He plays in a reasonably attacking, you know, he can get forward for them. He had a couple of strikes and goal against Liverpool and he's under 1% picked. 4.9 million, sit him on the bench. Like Ash said, if you don't want to play him, don't play him. But he'd be mad not to have him just on your bench.
They're all good picks, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, when people cotton on, Dele Alli could be the most used substitute in the game because of that value. Remember when Barkley first broke on the scene?
Yeah.
And he was 4.8 or 5 million. You may as well have him on your bench because he's going to play. Difference being, Ali's playing 90 minutes every week at the moment. So yeah, that would be my tip.
That's not a bad shout, to be fair. Maybe I might go for that over Alderweireld because I might need the extra bit of money to get De Bruyne in. But that's, maybe I'll
I like the way you're it. stroking your beard as if it's an evil plan.
I've got quite a nice beard at the moment, haven't I?
Well, you do manage to conversationally drop that a Sikh gentleman told you it was good every time.
Yeah. Did I mention that on the pod?
You did.
You did.
Yeah. Did I mention it on the podcast that he said?
Yeah.
And you made it up just on your way.
It didn't even happen.
But yeah, so there's some good tips for you there. So we'll actually tweet them once the podcast's out to say our top tips of the week of who to bring in. It's that time of the week where some of you stop the bath and get out. And it's that time that some of you've actually looked forward to. It's Ash's quiz. The last couple of weeks, we've had Emotional Battery, where we had to talk. Guess what the news headline was from the footballing world, just from emoticons and emojis, which was then used on Celebrity Juice and something else.
Apparently
we
so, yeah.
Yeah, James Corden apparently as well.
James Corden did it on his show. So this week, Ash, what have you got for us that's going to be appearing all over our screens?
Well, in what do you call it? In tribute to the musical charity marathon we're working on, where we mash together Children in Need and Neil versus Real, Children in Neil, that Tom came up with, that we're just trying to license out. Where we find famous people to do a phone in, and we do 9 hours of Neil versus Real on BBC One.
Yeah, that sounds horrendous.
What I've done is I've. What do you mean? Yeah, it was, you're right. We should drop the Children in Need bit from it.
Yeah.
Just do a Neil versus Real marathon on TV.
During the actual marathon, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good matchup. Yeah.
Tell you what, FA Cup final, when we all meet up in the Maple Leaf and we get listeners down, at half time, we'll play Neil versus Real live.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is the best idea.
Over Periscope.
Oh, we'll get Copper 90 again and they can film it and just.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll
probably
just. They'll probably just dedicate another channel to it.
Probably. This is all good. I mean, these are the sort of conversations we should be having off air.
Okay. Back to the all-important quiz. Okay, so what I've done is I've taken two players' biographies and mashed them together, and I'll read a paragraph from it, and you've got to tell me, well, not a paragraph, a sentence, and you've got to tell me which two players it is.
Okay.
Right? It's one point if you get one of them. And three, if you get one.
Three!
Oh.
That's so complicated. Right, what's the game called?
It's called Children and Neil.
It's called Children and Neil!
It's a mashup. And that's the best name we came up with.
Yeah.
Okay. So, example is, born in 1987, this 5'7" tall Argentinian plays in goal for Arsenal, where he scored 289 goals in 321 games after moving from rivals Chelsea.
Okay, so right. Messi and Cech.
That'd be them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
It's quite can I just say that they're the only two footballers that I do know, so...
That's genuinely why I picked them as the intro question.
Okay. Can we count that as question one?
Yeah. So, but it's a fairly simple...
Okay.
How many are we doing? Just the 17?
Just in the first part of the quiz, yeah, and then we've got another 28 after that.
The tiebreaker is 19 individual questions.
And then we play it again, but in Spanish, in the gaffer tapes Don't Go to Sleep with Justin Lee Collins.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do the bios all in emoticons.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, Sepp Blatter texted them to me. Okay, here's the first one.
Hell.
There's six. So that's not right. Okay. This manager played for Eintracht Frankfurt under 23s, Millwall, Bolton, Sunderland, Tampa Bay Rowdies, Coventry, Victor Stelling, Ross Wines Frankfurt, Huddersfield Town, Mans 05, Preston North End, West Bromwich Albion, Limerick, and Preston North End.
That is mental.
That is quite mental, that one.
I haven't made these actually that difficult.
You have?
It sounds difficult, but it's not really that difficult.
He played for Preston twice, so I just want to know, that's my only link. Oh, mate.
Right, but I've written some stuff down.
Yeah, I've just tried
it's
to
It's nothing to do with the quiz, I've just remembered that I need some shopping.
Yeah, okay, what have you got, Tom? This will be interesting.
Right, I've got Klopp, because I heard there was German, I thought relevant, but there's not so much a player. And you said Limerick. So I wrote down Roy Keane because he's Irish.
Okay, he did sort of famously play for Man United, which might have made the list.
Yeah, well, I thought that might not have done.
Yeah, okay. But I wasn't sure. Oh, I thought you might have left people out, though.
Oh, yeah, I might have done. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah.
So I did the same sort of thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what did you go for?
Because I heard Tampa Bay Rowdies and I thought maybe it'd be like a George Best type. He played for a lot of clubs in his shitty years.
Yeah.
And then I had Franz Beckenbauer because I knew he played over there as well.
Okay, the answer. Sam Allardyce, who played for about a million teams, but I put Bolton in there. I thought you might have got it from that.
Oh, right.
And Jurgen Klopp, so the two new managers from this week.
So I'll get a point, Craig.
You get a point, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I thought.
It's only one point.
When you write the quiz, it's really difficult because I thought as soon as I said Bolton and Mainz, you just both get it straight away.
But no, because I got lost between manager and player, and obviously that's the mashup element, but I got, you know, yeah, I got two
only
mashed
one
up,
point. Should we abandon the quiz now? Can we have a power cut or something?
Okay. This Brazilian won 10 league titles before joining Manchester City.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
It's two players.
Well, I know that.
And this applies to both of them. This Brazilian won 10 league titles before joining Man City.
But there's only one fact in there. So that applies to... Wait, hang on. So that applies to both of them.
Yeah, well, it's a mashup.
Yeah, so obviously one of them won't have played for Man City. That's the mashup element.
Not necessarily.
Oh, this is mental.
People at home, play along and see if you can get any of these.
What do you mean play along? It's like playing chess when all the pieces look the same. I don't understand the elements of the game. Right.
Yes, you do.
I don't, because I don't know if you're saying that applies to both of them or if they're one of them.
Right.
Just
well, I've written down two things.
Right, what have you written down?
Why do I go first again?
All right, I'll go first again. I've written down Robinho.
No.
And then I wrote down Ronaldo because I thought that's the non-element that doesn't apply.
I did write Ronaldo originally, but I put down Ronaldinho and Sterling.
No, unlucky. It was Fernando and Fernandinho.
See, I was thinking Fernandinho.
Both Brazilians that currently
play. I was thinking Fernandinho.
Now I'm going to sound stupid because people are thinking Ronaldo never played for Man City, but that's because I thought that was the element, that's the mashup.
No.
I did think that as well.
It's literally just two Brazilians that play for Man City.
Still
1-0
to Big
Ten titles, yeah.
Let's carry on.
Still 1-0, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This Attitude Era forward.
Oh, God.
Was captured alive in 1980 in a Scottish field before escaping captivity in 1998 and winning the Royal Rumble. Often criticised for his weight problems, he's widely known as the second heaviest player in the New World after the Jaguar.
What the fuck? Right.
Well.
I mean, is there even a footballer in there?
Is there? Well, I've written down that. Have you written something, Craig?
Yeah.
Well, I've written down it sounded like Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is obviously not a footballer, and Gordon Strachan, because he said something about Scotland and 1980s.
Well, I wrote down Kane,
the
wrestler, and Andy Gorham.
Okay, the answer was Steve Austin and a puma.
And a puma?
It's a big cat. Right.
Gordon Strachan was known as the Ginger Puma, I think, as well. Wow. Okay, so I've got 2 points.
This is ridiculous. Clearly for Tom to win.
Well, that one might have been.
Well, we both got wrestlers, but we just picked different ones.
How the fuck Tom knew that Stone Cold Steve Austin won the Royal Rumble in 1998?
I can tell you all the Royal Rumble winners from about 93 up Please to don't. 2012.
Don't.
All right, we'll do that
anything,
in another podcast.
If there's anything that's going
to
send
If you
want
to join in, if you listen to my wrestling podcast.
Wait till our awards ceremony.
This, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to listen to, wait for it, Tom's wrestling podcast, The Royal Mumble.
Yeah, that's good.
Then do that.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Okay, this one.
Yeah.
Starting in the Milan youth team in 1972, he retired in 2009, having played in the Milan defence as captain for a club record 1,221 times.
Sorry, can you read that one more time?
Having started in the Milan youth team in 1972, he retired in 2009, having played in the Milan defence as captain for a club record 1,621 times.
I think I've got a good shout at this.
Right, I've got, I've got Paolo Maldini and Franco Baresi.
Oh, see, I put Maldini and Maldini, like him and his dad.
Oh, Craig's got it.
Oh, Craig got
Both
two.
Of them.
Yeah, two,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Maldini and Baresi, no. Well done.
See, the first time I've understood the game, I've got the point.
Every week he gets petulant when he starts losing.
He does, I know.
And now he's winning.
He's
like,
winning,
oh,
I've
got
3
it,
points
yeah.
and he's got 4 points.
No, you're fucking terrible. I've got 3 points.
No, because you got it right.
Yes.
No. He said you get 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the only one I've got right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, but you get
yeah,
3
so
points.
Gets 3 points,
yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's 3-3.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. 3-3.
Okay.
3-3, aren't you on 2?
No, 3. I got a point for Maldini then as well.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah.
Okay.
You little sausage. Right, okay, last question then, innit?
Question 5.
Oh, no,
okay.
Question 5.
2 more. Injury-prone Tottenham legend has played in the USA, Germany and Italy, as well as Liverpool and Newcastle, all before managing at the World Cup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I could be there.
Why are you saying it so erotically?
Oh. It sounds like Duke Nukem, doesn't it? Where is it?
What a bizarre, obscure reference to put in. If you couldn't make it more niche.
I don't think I've played a computer game since then. Right, could one more time just with that, Ash? Sorry, mate.
Okay. Injury-prone Tottenham legend has played in the USA, Germany and Italy, as well as Liverpool and Newcastle, all before managing at the World Cup. Oh, okay.
I'm
again,
so confused because
yeah. Well, I think I've kind of done the whole like smushed them together thing and not.
Yeah, because you don't know which bit applies to.
Yeah, so shall I go first this time? I'm going to say Darren Anderton and Jurgen Klinsmann.
Craig?
I've got Glenn Hoddle and Jurgen Klinsmann, but I know neither of them played for Liverpool, but I couldn't work it out.
If I unmashed it and just put injury-prone
it's going to be played
enough, isn't it? For Liverpool and Newcastle, would you get it?
Oh, Ian Rush?
Andy Carroll. Yeah.
Ian Rush played for Liverpool and Newcastle.
Who was it then? Andy Carroll and who?
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Oh, so we've both got
we got that. Yeah. All
right. Right, so we're drawing then, 4-4.
Going into the last one. This one... I may have got a bit subjective with.
Right.
This isn't necessarily what their Wikipedia says about them.
Oh, God.
Right.
Come on, Tom.
Okay.
Make a name for yourself, boy.
Hobbit-sized turncoat, scummed off to Chelsea, and went full heel, despite his dad and uncle both playing for West Ham, and is somehow now still playing at Sunderland.
Okay. I've got one of them. Do it again.
Hobbit-sized turncoat, scummed off to Chelsea, and went full heel, despite his dad and uncle both playing for West Ham, and is somehow still at Sunderland.
Okay, I've got it.
Oh.
I think I've got both of them.
Have you?
I think I've got both of them.
I haven't. I've got one of them.
Come on.
Oh, no.
I think I've got both of them.
Oh, I heard you. Oh, I've got it.
Oh, shit.
I think it's Frank Lampard and Jermaine Defoe.
Ah, shit, that's what I've got.
Oh, it's tight.
Were they both right?
Both right, yeah. Oh, my God.
Was it Defoe that you got just last minute then?
Yeah.
Fuck. Thought that
didn't. I was thinking of someone hobbit size. And I didn't want to write myself.
Mate, aren't we all?
Okay, so, right, tiebreak question.
Here we go. Fuck.
Oh, God.
We haven't had in a long time. Okay, how many times combined did Baresi and Maldini play for Milan?
Oh, God.
BA. Baresi and Maldini.
Okay.
Hang on, what? Just closest, isn't it?
Yeah. No, we just keep guessing until one of us gets it right. Yeah, it's closest. Fucking hell. Yeah, okay. I've got my answer.
I've written down mine.
Craig?
I've got 1,432.
Oh, shit. I've massively over. 2,099.
What the fuck? I read it out three times.
Oh, yeah, but I thought that was just one of them.
Oh, no, that was actually the combined. Oh, right. Well, Craig, you've done it.
What was it?
It was 1,621.
Oh, I'm not far off.
What did he get? What did he say?
He said 1,400.
Oh, right. I thought he said 1,200.
You were a thousand out.
Did you say you read it out? So
no.
You gave it
if he had said 1,200, it would have been about the same amount.
I thought he said 2,500.
2,099.
I call shenanigans here. Did you try and help Tom win there?
No, I read it out during... It was one of the things I read out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you read it during...
I wasn't paying attention enough, clearly.
Yeah, having played in the Milan defence for a record...
Oh, see, I thought that was like one of them.
No, that was their record to match together.
Well, that was close, Craig. That's as close as we could pretty much get, isn't it, really?
Yeah, let's just knock it on the head there.
Oh, that's annoying because now it's like, 6-2?
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't go to, you know, show how close that was.
Well, just wait for Neil versus Real live at the FA Cup final, half-time, the Maple Leaf pub in Soho.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Craig will be wearing his hip shirt.
No, I don't think so. Another good... Tom will be coming in with Darren Anderton holding hands.
I mean, yeah, we're riding on Jurgen Klinsmann's back. Yeah.
Another good quiz by Ash that we'll know that, see elsewhere. Let us know how you got on with them and whether it seemed easy, because that seemed fucking hard to me. There were wrestlers and cats in there.
Wasn't
so I think
too
it
bad. Yeah, I can't believe that.
You did get quite a lot of points, though, all things considered.
In the end, yeah. In the end, the football ones at the end I started to get. It's weird how my knowledge of childish sports entertainment and oversized felines isn't up there.
Nothing childish about Stone Cold Steve Austin, mate. He will stomp a mud hole in your ass. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Another sexual reference. Mm. The most graphic podcast yet. Good luck with the game week coming up. Tweet us your teams before the 11:45 deadline if you've got hashtag balls. Tom's very vigilant on that. He does get quite on top of that and lets people know.
Yes.
And
no tweeting them like 12 minutes before the deadline like Craig does. Or no, not tweeting them at all like Ash.
And tweet us your score predictions as well. A couple people got it right. So what you think you're going to get in the coming game week. And what click wanky you are and how close you're getting. Or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. And also remember, you can still vote for us as best football podcast at the football footballbloggingawards.co.uk or at the FBAs on Twitter. We'd greatly appreciate it.
And if you did vote for us before we got nominated, you can vote again.
Yes, in fact, you have to.
Yeah, you have to, otherwise something happens, something bad happens.
Yeah,
Cozy will come round with a copy of the Daily Mail over his face.
Yeah, or we'll bring round Ash's dog to put his paw in your mouth.
yeah, you've got a sack of dog's paw, boy. Vote for us, all right?
Get voting. But yeah, so if you did vote before, it started again, so you can vote again, and you can help us be the most out-of-place people at an awards do in the world ever. That would be great.
Especially because Craig's bought a lovely cocktail dress.
I have, yeah. I'm going to look like Jessica Rabbit. Oof, that's what I'm going to do.
Isn't that? I'm going to get so drunk and we're going to have such good sex that night. It's incredible.
But I think on that note, we'll tweet our tips of who we've recommended for the next game week. And also...
have such good sex. No, right, yeah, no, it's all right, I'll wrap it up, Craig. Craig is literally wetting himself. Yeah, so thanks for doing all the stuff and being there for us. we are the Gaffer team and we're all the see you later. No, thanks very much, guys. We're appreciate that. And we'll be back next week, won't we, Ash?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And goodbye.